I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Block, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
In ESPN's hour-long LeBron James special last night, it took 27 minutes of talking head chatter, career highlights, and commercials before interviewer Jim Gray finally popped the question.
LeBron, what's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is very tough. In this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
LeBron James' decision to leave the Cleveland Cavaliers, where he's played all of his seven seasons in the NBA, and the spectacle surrounding that decision have dominated the sports media today. And joining us now to offer his take is our regular Friday sports commentator, Stefan Fatsis. Hi, Stefan.
Hey, Robert.
And before we get to the spectacle part of this story, let's talk about the basketball part. LeBron James will join two top players in Miami, guard Dwayne Wade and forward Chris Bosh, instant contenders for the NBA title.
Well, at least for the Eastern Conference title, I think. The defending champion Lakers are still pretty good. But look what they've got now in Miami. Three huge salaries to fit under the payroll cap in the NBA. That means that the Heat are not going to have a lot of depth after the first three or four players. They're going to have six or seven players playing at the minimum salary. And there's only one ball for these two proven stars in James and Dwayne Wade. I don't really see the basketball, though, as the problem. For better or worse, LeBron James can be unselfish. We'll see if his talents are diminished or enhanced by being second fiddle, arguably, to Dwayne Wade, who's already won a championship in Miami. The bigger issue to me is the way this was handled, I think, badly wounds James's reputation, and his reputation is hugely important to him as a player and as a marketer and to the NBA as a whole.
Why do you think it badly wounds his reputation?
I think he handled this completely without grace. There was no gratefulness to Cleveland, Ohio, where he grew up, and there was no humility, all of which I think were called for if you're going to create this stage to announce that you're jilting your family, as he's often described it. He's made a lot of his own loyalty and his love of Ohio, and I thought James looked tortured, beyond uncomfortable. I thought he looked miserable on ESPN last night, almost as if he had realized too late that hijacking our attention, sports fans' attention, with this self-aggrandizing look-at-me reality show that was staged by his marketers and his agents and his friends was a terrible, terrible idea. And the consequences of that are big, because if LeBron James is a brand this morning, it's a tarnished brand.
But perhaps it's a sign of the times when he explained why he was doing this. He said at more than one point last night, I'm doing it for me, not for my what's best for my family and what's best for the community, what's best for basketball. I'm doing it for me. Maybe that's a decision circa 2010.
You know, I don't think anybody would have begrudged him leaving Cleveland as a free agent. He has the right to do that. That's what athletes have fought for decades, to earn the right to decide for themselves where to play. But in doing so, I think he embarrassed his old team and his city. And news is trickling out now. James didn't return calls or texts from Cavs executives for several weeks. He didn't let the team know his decision before he went on the air. It makes him look thankless and frankly, a little immature. I think he got some very bad advice, and he's going to pay the price.
Okay. Enough LeBron James. The World Cup, Sunday, Netherlands versus Spain. Who's going to win?
Spain is certainly the favorite. They play this style of soccer that's been dubbed tiki-taka in Spain. Lots of short passes. They control the ball for great lengths of time and then wait for an opportunity. Those opportunities have been few and far between. Spain has scored the fewest goals of any World Cup finalist, just 7 in 6 games. Their last three wins in the knockout rounds all were by a score of 1-0. The Netherlands, meanwhile, haven't played the beautiful soccer that they are associated with historically, but they've been effective and pragmatic. They've won all 6 of their games, on top of all 8 during the qualifying stages for the World Cup. If the Netherlands win the final, they'd be only the second team in history to do that after Brazil in 1970. I am rooting for the Netherlands because I love the history of total football, as it was known back then.
Okay, have a great weekend, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis, who talks with us Fridays about sports and the business of sports.